So we are reading excerpt number 15 from Rabash, article, If a Woman Inseminates. You must go through 9 months of pregnancy by which she acquires strength called desire to bestow. If he sees that something disrupts the desire to bestow, he has the power to repel it. And then he is called, delivers a male child. That is, once he has been through the process of months of pregnancy, and not in the middle of the work, meaning that as soon as he begins the work, he wants to see the power of bestowal that he has attained. Otherwise, he is angry and says, I have already started the work of sowing, so where are the fruits that I should obtain? Rabbi Yossi explains about it, that a woman, from the day she conceives to the day she delivers, has no other word in her mouth but whether her child will be a male. This means that although she is not delivered, she cannot wait and wants to deliver right away. Moshe.
Excerpt number 16 from Rabash, When a Woman Inseminates Too. The book Kedushat Levi. In the work there is sowing, conception, and birth. Sowing means an awakening that awakens people's hearts to the work of the Creator. Conception means one who wants to perform the mitzvah, commandment. Birth is when a person performs the mitzvah. When a woman inseminates, meaning that the receivers will be givers, when she delivers a male child, means gadlut, greatness, adulthood. And when a man inseminates, means the Creator, called giver, male, which is only an awakening from above. And she delivers a female child, is katnut, smallness or infancy. This is the meaning of a female, her face is turned upward, meaning toward the giver. This is the meaning of his force waned like a female, and he only waits for an awakening from above. And when a woman inseminates, she delivers a male child, meaning as one who always has the strength to overcome. This is the meaning of, and you have grown strong and have become a man. Again,